弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我再次来到这个会所。
I thank the Lord that once again I am at this gathering place.
我再次的回想过去的事情。
I once again remind myself of things of the past.
这个礼拜我跟许多弟兄姐妹交通了以后。
This week, after I had much fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我来到的纽泽西的时间是87年。
When I came to New Jersey, it was 1987.
然后90年离开回到台湾去。
And then 1990, I left New Jersey to return to Taiwan.
我非常想念这两年多的时间。
I very much, I remember those 2 years.
跟查经班的弟兄姐妹一起查经。
To study the Bible with brothers and sisters at the Bible study.
一起信耶稣。
To together believe in Christ.
一起在教会领受神的话语。
Together to receive God's words at church.
更值得我怀念的事情。
And the things that I remember even more.
我们一起郊游。
We go out on trips.
烤肉。
We have barbecues.
我们摘樱桃。
We went to pick cherries.
我们摘苹果。
We went to pick apples.
我们一起打球。
We play balls together.
我们打足球。
We play soccer.
我们打篮球。
We play basketball.
我们打垒球。
We play baseball.
Softball.
Softball.
很多的回忆在我这几天当中显明出来。
And many of these memories were manifested to me over the past few days.
我觉得在这几年当中，我非常的喜乐。
I realized that over those few years, I was very joyful.
我非常的感觉到神与我同在。
I very much felt that God was with us.
那特别我们每次活动完了以后。
Especially each time after the trip or the activity.
我们到许多的家庭去吃饭。
We went to many families to eat meals.
吃丰盛的中餐。
To eat abundant, a feast of Chinese food.
我觉得我们的爱就在这里面。
I felt that our love was in it.
所以这几个礼拜，这个礼拜我跟弟兄姐妹交通的一个回忆。
Therefore, a response to the fellowship that I've had with brothers and sisters this week.
就是神很爱我。
And that is, God very much loves me.
我在当时我很清楚的知道神爱我。
At that time, I clearly knew that God loved me.
我也很清楚神与我同在。
And I was very clear that God's presence was with me.
因为我看到弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
Because I saw brothers and sisters loving each
other. 不是只有读经祷告而已。
It is not just reading the Bible.
不是只有在听讲道而已。
It is not just listening to the sermon.
而是在生活当中彼此相爱。
But it is in our daily lives that we loved each other. We played together.
一起打球。
We played balls together.
一起吃饭。
We ate together.
所以现在回想起来。
Therefore, as I remember those times.
我特别跟几个弟兄谈要不要再打球。
I especially talked to a few brothers to say should we play ball together.
他们现在都没时间了。
They don't have any time anymore.
因为他们有儿女要养。
Because they have to raise their children.
带儿女去参加这个参加那个。
They have to take their children to go to this and that.
所以没有时间跟我打球。
So then therefore they don't have time to play ball.
所以下次我要来的时候。
Therefore next time I come.
我要再次邀请他们一起打球。
I want to invite them to play balls again.
一起去玩。
To go out and play together.
不是只有在这里查经而已。
It is not just to study the Bible.
不是只有在这里祷告而已。
It is not just to pray together.
是要一起出去玩。
But it is to go out together.
这是神所给我们的。
That is what is given by God.
神的爱在我们的里面。
It is God's love in us.
求主帮助我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹。
We ask the Lord to help all the brothers and sisters.
不要认为神所给你的只有读经祷告聚会。
Don't think that what God has given you is only to read the Bible, to pray, and to gather.
在平常的生活当中，你可以经历到神。
In your daily lives, you can experience God.
神也喜悦地看着我们。
And God is joyful, is pleased to watch us.
看着我们吃喝。
To watch us eat and play and drink.
在他的面前。
To eat and drink before Him.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, I thank you.
接着我们来到了教会。
Through us to come to church.
我们不但能够认识你。
Not only can we know you.
我们也经历到你的爱。
We can experience your love.
就在弟兄姐妹当中。
To be with, and that is within brothers and sisters.
求主帮助我们活在你的爱里面。
We ask the Lord to help us to live within your love.
对我们有软弱的。
So that those of us who are weak.
求主你来安慰我们。
Lord, may you come and comfort us.
借着弟兄姐妹来带领我们。
Through brothers and sisters, guide us.
我再次的谢谢主。
I once again thank the Lord.
也求主你用你的话语来激励我们。
Lord, I ask you to use your words to encourage us.
让我们行在你的光中。
So that we can walk in your light.
你也乐意的与我们同在。
And you are pleased to be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们翻开出埃及记第19章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 19.
19章我们先读第一节到第六节。
Let us read verse 1 through 6.
我相信借着圣经上的经文，上帝要帮助我们明白他的心意。
I believe that through the words in the scripture, God wants us to know his will.
19章1到6节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 1 through 6.
我们翻到了以后，我们一起来读，中文、英文我们一起读，好吗？
Let's read it together in English and Chinese.
好，19章第一节，请。以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。他们离了腓力地，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说：我向埃及人所行的事。”你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听我从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们都要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。这段经文出现在这个地方。
These verses occurred here.
神要晓谕所有的以色列人说，
God wants all of the Israelites to know.
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
You shall be my possession.
为圣洁的国民。
To be a kingdom of priests.
因为我把你们从埃及地领出来。
Because I have brought you out of the land of Egypt.
当上帝宣告这样的事情，
When God proclaimed this.
请问他有跟以色列人商量吗？
Let me ask you, did he discuss with the Israelites?
他有跟他们讨论说这样子可行不可行吗？
Did he negotiate with them to see whether or not this is good?
没有。
No.
而且我们看看这群以色列人。
And we see this group of Israelites.
当他们看到神在埃及所做的神迹奇事。
When they saw the signs and the miracles God performed in Egypt.
当神借着摩西把他们从埃及过了红海。
And when they saw that God through Moses brought them across the Red Sea,
当他们看到神的作为的时候，
when they saw God's acts,
他们在旷野逛了一个礼拜，
they wandered around the wilderness for a week,
他们就开始埋怨神，
and then they started to complain against God.
在第十五章、十六章那边有说到，
in chapter 15 and 16, it mentioned,
他们说摩西为什么把我们带到这个地方？
They said, Moses, why have you brought us
here? 没水喝，
there's no water,
没肉吃，
there's no meat to eat.
所以他们开始埋怨。
Therefore, they began to complain.
而神在第十九章的这个地方，
and God in chapter 19,
仍然宣告你要成为我祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
He still proclaimed that you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy
nation. 在这里，我要显明神的一个心意。
Here, I want to show God's will.
神是主动积极的爱以色列人。
God proactively loved the people of Israel.
他不会因为他们是犯罪的或常常发怨言的就不爱他们。
He did not stop loving them because they complained or because they were sinners.
他宣告说你是我圣洁的国民。
He proclaimed to say that you are a holy nation.
所以神的心意是主动的、积极的来爱我们。
Therefore, the will of God is to proactively come to love us.
不是因为你长得很可爱。
It is not because you are lovely.
也不是因为你人做为人很好。
It is not because you are a nice person.
你做了很多的善事。
Or you have done many good deeds.
都不是。
It is none of those.
乃是神直接主动的要来爱我们。
But it is that God proactively and directly comes to love us.
这是神的第一个心意。
That is the first will of God.
接下来我们看到后面神的心意是什么？
And then we see what is God's will later on.
他要以色列人建会幕。
He wants the Israelites to build the tabernacle.
建会幕的目的是什么？
What is the purpose to build the tent of tabernacle?
在25章第8节，我们翻到。来看一看。
Let us turn to
出埃及记二十五章第八节。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 25 verse 8.
我们翻到了，先读一遍。
Let us read it once.
先用中文，再用英文。好，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them.
好，二十二节。
Verse 22.
好，一起来，请。我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你转给以色列人的一切事。
There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about all that I will give you in commandment for the sons of Israel. Jehovah our God wants the Israelites to build a sanctuary. He has a will. He wants to be with the Israelites. And that presence you can see.
听得到的,
you can hear it. Therefore, they need to build the Holy of the Holies.
里面有一个约柜,
and in it, there will be a tabernacle.
当神降临的时候,
and when God comes,
他借着云彩降临在会幕当中,
when through the clouds He will come into the sanctuary,
所以以色列人都看得到,
then all of the Israelites will be able to see.
只要人进到约柜的里面,
when people go into the ark,
他会听到神跟他们说话,
they will hear God talking to them.
这是神的心意,
that is the will of God.
所以神建造会幕的心意是要与我们同在,
therefore, God's purpose for building the tent of tabernacle is to be with us.
是可以经历的,
it is something that you can experience.
这是神重要的一个心意,
and that is an important will of God.
那我们要说会幕里面有什么东西呢?
But then, what is inside the tent?
刚刚讲到至圣所里面有约柜,
that we talked about in the Holy of the Holiest, there is the ark.
然后有个幕,
and then there is a veil that separates.
另外一个地方,
in a different place.
有灯台, 桌子跟香坛,
and then there is the lampstand, and there's the table.
桌子上面有橙色饼,
and on it there is the bread.
橙色饼代表什么?
What does the showbread represent?
我们刚刚在剥饼, 对不对?
We just had our Lord's table.
主耶稣说我的身体就是可以吃的,
Lord Jesus said, my body you can eat.
我的身体是可以吃的,
my body you can eat.
是天上的灵粮,
it is the heavenly food.
这灵粮就是我的话,
and that heavenly food is my word.
你吃了就有生命,
once you've eaten it, you have the life.
所以在这里橙色饼代表神的话,
so here, the showbread represents God's word. Once we've eaten it, we will have life. And the second is the lampstand. The light on the lampstand shall shine to represent God's
word.
1 John says that we walk within God.
我们就是走在光中,
and we walk within light.
光代表圣洁,
and the light represents holiness.
公义,
represents righteousness.
没有罪恶,
it is without sin.
所以只要在神的灯光当中,
therefore, as long as you are within the light of God,
罪都要离开,
then sin will leave you.
第三个是香坛,
and the third is the incense.
香坛要一直烧着香,
the incense shall always be lit.
这个香就代表祷告,
and that incense represents prayer.
我们会遇到许多的难处,
we will encounter many difficulties.
我们会遭遇到一些困难,
we will encounter hardships.
一些忧伤的事情,
some things of sorrow.
这时候我们就可以祷告,
and at that time we can pray,
说给神听,
to tell God,
神会安慰我们,
and then God will comfort us.
所以在这个会幕里面所代表的各样事情,
therefore inside the tabernacle it represents many different things.
今天在我们基督徒里面,
today within Christians,
就是我们的生命,
and that is our life.
所以会幕就是一个圣殿,
therefore the tabernacle is a temple.
所以新约当中圣殿现在在哪里?
Therefore in the New Testament the holy temple, where is it?
在每一个信主的里面,
it is inside everyone who believes in the Lord.
基督借着圣灵在我们的里面,
Christ through the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
圣灵就是主的殿在我们的里面,
and the Holy Spirit is God's temple.
好,这是新约圣经所说到的,
and that is what the New Testament talks about.
因此神的心意是要与我们同在,
because the will of God is to be with us.
我们看出埃及记的时候, 我们要明白,
therefore, as we read Exodus, we must understand.
我们要很喜乐地说, 哎呀, 主你与我同在,
we must very joyfully say, God, your
presence is with us.
Therefore, we must read God's word.
我们要遵循神的话而行,
we must follow God's word.
行出公义, 圣洁, 温柔, 谦卑的生命,
to live out a life of holiness, righteousness, and a justly life.
我们不属这个世界,
we do not belong to this world.
这个世界会有苦难的,
this world has difficulties.
但耶稣告诉我们不要怕,
but Jesus said, do not be afraid.
因为他已经胜了这个世界,
because he has already overcome this world.
我们活在这世界当中,
but as we live in this world,
我们读经, 我们祷告,
we read the Bible and we pray,
经历神要给我们的生命,
to experience the life God
wants. 这是神所借着旧约圣经告诉我们的一个真理,
And that is the truth God told us through the Old Testament.
好, 接下来我们就要看看了。
And then we will see.
神的心意显明出来了以后,
After God's will is manifested,
我们应该怎么做?
What should we do?
我们接下来就来读, 出埃及记第35章。
Let us now read Exodus chapter 35.
35章我们要从第20节读到29节。
Let us read from verse 20 through 29.
我们今天要讲的主题就在这个地方。
The topic we want to talk about is here.
35章20到29节。
Chapter 35, verse 20 through 29.
翻到了，我们就中英，我们一起同声开口来读。
Let's read it together.
以色列全会众从摩西面前退去， 凡心里受感 和甘心乐意的都拿耶和华的礼物来， 用以做会幕和其中一切的使用， 又用以做圣衣。 凡心里乐意献礼物的， 连男带女， 各将金器， 就是胸前针， 耳环， 打印的戒指， 和手串， 带来献给耶和华。 凡有蓝色、紫色、 朱红色线， 细麻、 山羊毛、 染红的公羊毛、 海狗皮的都拿了来， 凡献银子和铜 给耶和华为礼物的都拿了来， 凡有皂荚木和做什么 使用的 也拿了来， 凡心中有智慧的妇女 亲手纺 都拿了来， 凡有智慧心里受感的妇女 就纺山羊毛。 众官长把红玛瑙和别样的宝石 可以镶嵌在以弗得和与胸牌上的都拿了来，又拿香料做香，拿油点灯做膏油。以色列人无论男女，凡甘心乐意献礼物的，给耶和华的都将礼物拿来，做耶和华诫摩西所吩咐的一切功。我们好不好？我们自己再看一看这段经文。你们挑出有一个字常常出现的。
Let us read this on your own once again, and you will find let's find a word that reappears many times.
英文好像也有同样的字，我不知道是什么字。
I think in English, the same word also appears.
心这个字。
And that is the word heart.
当神的心意表达出来了以后，
When the will of God was manifested,
人的心，
the heart of man
会有一个功用，
then it has a function,
受感动，
it was stirred,
甘心乐意，
and free will,
然后心里有智慧，
and then within their heart there is wisdom.
我们今天信了主以后， 我们的心要如何呢？
Today after we believed in the Lord, what should our heart be like?
要献上，
You have to offer it.
被神来用。
To offer it for God to use.
如果你没有献上，
If you have not offered it,
你会有你的热心，
Then you will have your enthusiasm.
你会有你的想法，
Then you will have your own mind.
可能你的心会不按着神的方式意思来做。
Perhaps your heart will not do according to God's will.
所以心很重要。
Therefore, the heart is very important.
我们来看看心怎么样重要呢？
Let us see how important the
heart is. 这里讲到心受感。
Here it says the heart.
有好几节经文就讲到心受感。
Many times it said the heart was moved.
受什么感动呢？
What was it moved by?
我们就说有圣灵的工作。
And we say that it is the work.
所以在我们今天教会里， 我们说有圣灵的工作在我们的心里头。
Therefore, today we say the church has the work of the Holy Spirit within our heart.
圣灵会借着各样的事情来感动我们。
The Holy Spirit will through many things move us.
我讲三方面的感动。
I will talk about three types of the being moved.
第一个是别人的见证。
The first are the testimony of others.
第二个是神的话。
The second is the word of God.
第三个是我自己经历的。
And the third are our own experiences.
我先讲第一个别人的见证。
Let us first talk about others' testimony.
我87年来到纽泽西。
1987 I came to New Jersey.
第一次参加福音营。
And the first time I went to gospel camp.
3天2夜。
Was 3 days and 2 nights.
有两个讲员,
there were 2 speakers.
一个是徐华医生,
one is Dr. Xu.
一个是生物科技的一个教授,
and the other one is a biology professor.
这, 我特别谈到这个生物科技的教授的, 教授他所做的一些分享。
I especially want to talk about the testimonies of this bioengineering professor.
第一天他讲到基因的架构。
The first day, he talked about the structure of genes.
谈到一些生物基因的这个图形。
He talked about some diagrams of biological genes.
我听得不是很懂。
I did not understand what he was saying.
我想也就算了。
And I said, forget it.
那第二天他又讲到这个生物基因的架构。
And then the second day, he continued to talk about the structure of genes.
对每个人的个性生命有什么不一样。
And how is it different for everyone's personality?
他怎么样遗传下来。
How is it passed hereditically?
原来温柔的人会生温柔的人。
The people who are gentle will give birth to people who are gentle. And people who are mean will give birth to people who are mean. And I thought it was interesting. But I still didn't hear a lot of gospel.
直到第三天,
until the third day.
这个生物科技的教授讲到 他自己的见证。
And then he talked about this professor, he talked about his own testimony.
他说他来到教会,
he said he came to church.
因为他太太是基督徒,
it was because his wife was a Christian.
他不得不带着太太一起来教会,
he had to bring his wife to church.
他常常觉得这个在上面的讲道,
and then he saw the one who was speaking.
都讲得太简单,
he thought they were too
simple. 太肤浅了,
they were too shallow.
一点逻辑都没有,
it was completely illogical.
但是弟兄姐妹对他很好,
but brothers and sisters were so nice to him.
他很感恩,
he was very grateful.
可是等到他研究做了一段时间了以后,
but after he had researched for a while,
他发现他没有这样子的能力来研究这个他所学的生物科技,
he realized that he didn't have the ability to study the biology that he was studying.
他就觉得他有点暴躁了,
and then he found himself to be a bit rash.
对太太也不太好了,
and he wasn't so nice to his wife anymore.
教会弟兄姐妹就很关心他,
and then brothers and sisters very much cared for him.
不但为他祷告,
and not only did they pray for him,
也请他跟神自己祷告,
and they asked him to pray to God himself.
拖了两三年之后,
and then after 2 to 3 years,
终于有一次他顺服下来,
one time he was obedient.
等到弟兄姐妹走开, 探访到他家, 然后离开了以后,
after brothers and sisters visited him and they left,
他就自己在房间里,
he alone in his room,
按着弟兄姐妹告诉他的,
according to what brothers and sisters
told
him, he said, Lord Jesus,
我愿意打开心门,
I am willing to open the doors of my heart to ask you to come in.
当他做完这个祷告了以后,
and after he was done with that prayer,
他就开始掉眼泪了,
he started to cry,
因为他知道他是自私的,
because he knew he was selfish,
他是自义的,
he knew he was selfish,
他有很多的骄傲,
he had many pride,
他有很多的虚假,
and he had many pretenses.
当他讲到这个见证的时候,
and as he was talking about this testimony,
我坐在台下,
I was sitting down there,
就开始掉眼泪,
I started to cry.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我也是骄傲的,
because I am also proud, I'm also selfish, and I'm also hypocritical, and that touched me.
所以我相信有很多的见证常常感动我们,
therefore I think many testimonies often touch us.
这是一个我们的心受感动,
and that is how our heart can be.
第二个我要说的是读圣经,
the second I want to talk about
圣经的经文,
is the word of God, the scriptures,
圣经的故事,
the Bible stories,
也常常感动我们,
it often touches us as well.
在使徒行传20章,
in Acts chapter 20,
这里讲到保罗把以弗所的教会长老找来,
here it says Paul brought over the elders from the church of Ephesus.
他劝诫他们说,
he encouraged them to say,
你们要谨慎自守,
you have to be cautious,
因为教会是耶稣的宝血买赎回来的,
because church has been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
那会有假先知, 会有豺狼进到教会,
then there will be false prophets and wolves who will come into the church,
把弟兄姐妹带走,
to bring astray brothers and sisters.
所以长老们你们一定要用真道来治理教会,
therefore the elders must use the truth to teach the church.
当他讲到这里的时候, 他就说到一件事情,
and when he talked about this, he mentioned one thing.
保罗说我三年之久不住的流泪祷告,
Paul said, for 3 years I did not cease to pray.
我在想, Paul为什么要流泪祷告?
Why is it that Paul was praying with tears?
然后三年之久,
and why did it last for a period of 3 years?
我就想到保罗说了很多话,
and then I remember Paul said many words.
弟兄姐妹都不明白,
and brothers and sisters did not understand.
弟兄姐妹追求的是另外一种方式,
brothers and sisters were seeking
something else, 脱离了真道,
They were astray from the truth.
他以为做那种聚会才好。
They felt that this kind of gathering is good, that kind of gathering is good.
可能弟兄姐妹当中有纷争。
And then among brothers and sisters, there were differences.
保罗劝诫了以后仍然没有效。
And after Paul encouraged them, it was useless.
所以保罗就一直三年不住的流泪祷告。
And therefore, for a period of 3 years, Paul did not cease to pray.
这一节经文感动了我。
And this verse touched me.
因为有时候我觉得我是传道人。
Because many times I felt I'm a minister.
虽然弟兄姐妹吵架了,
even though brothers and sisters were fighting,
我不管谁吵赢,
I don't care who won.
我都觉得反正有主的带领,
I often feel that the guide of God, there's the discipline of God.
可能有人离开教会了,
some people leave the church.
我想他们大概不喜欢我们教会,
and then I think perhaps they don't like
我就让他离开了,
then I let them leave.
我没有爱弟兄姐妹,
I did not love brothers and sisters.
我看到保罗爱弟兄姐妹,
I see Paul loves brothers and sisters.
借着这段圣经, 我知道神爱弟兄姐妹。
And through this verse, I know that God loves brothers and sisters.
他不愿意弟兄姐妹随便离开教会。
He doesn't want people to carelessly leave the church.
特别是主的教会。
Especially the church of God.
所以我体会到保罗的心。
Therefore, I can see the heart of Paul.
我被感动了。
And I was touched.
同样有一段经文, 圣经故事。
And then there's another Bible story.
耶稣在安息日。
That Jesus on the Sabbath.
他把一个人让他站起来。
He let someone walk.
左手枯干的人,
and then someone whose left hand was dried, withered.
然后他问法利赛人跟文士说,
he asked the scribes and the Pharisees,
安息日治病好不好?
Is it good to heal on Sabbath?
啊, 安息日做善事好不好?
Is it good to do a good deed on Sabbath?
这个法利赛人跟文士都不敢讲话,
and the Pharisees and the scribes did not dare to speak.
因为基本上是不能做工的。
Because you cannot do any work.
可他又不能说不能做善事。
But then they cannot say that you cannot do a good thing.
所以他们不讲话。
Therefore they did not speak.
圣经经文就记载着说耶稣怒目看他们。
And then the English version of the Bible recorded that Jesus looked at them angrily.
耶稣很生气地看着他们。
Jesus was angry when he looked at them.
可是后面一段经文,
and then the scripture that follows that,
忧伤他们心刚硬。
And then he was sorrowful because their heart was harsh.
忧伤他们的心刚硬。
He was sorrowful because their heart was harsh.
我就发现到我没有办法像耶稣这样子。
And then I find that I cannot be like Jesus.
有时候我发现弟兄姐妹的心很刚硬。
Many times I find that brothers and sisters 拒绝我的提议。 They refuse my suggestion.
拒绝我一个美好的做法。
They refuse my good doing.
我就会怒目看他们。
And then I will look at them in anger.
但我不会忧伤。
But I will not be sorrowful.
这段圣经让我看到了神爱这群刚硬的人。
Here it showed me that Jesus loved this group of people.
他希望法利赛人文士也能够到他的面前来。
He wants the scribes and the Pharisees to come before him.
可是他们心好刚硬。
Because their hearts are so hard.
所以耶稣也忧伤。
Therefore Jesus was also sorrowful.
这段经文再次的感动了我。
And this verse once again touched me.
最后一段经文我要讲的是,
and the last verse I want to talk about,
撒该的故事,
it is the story of Sagai.
撒该是一个税吏长,
Sagai is a tax collector.
然后他人长得也很矮小,
oh, he's also very short.
在当时的犹太人不喜欢税吏,
and then at that time the Jewish people did not like the tax collector.
也不喜欢这种有钱人,
and they did not like the rich people.
特别是为罗马帝国做事的人,
especially this group of people, this type of people who worked for the Roman
Empire. 所以撒该就爬到桑树上,
therefore he climbed up a fig tree.
要看耶稣从他们当中经过,
because he wants to see Jesus passing among them.
这段圣经记载一件事情,
and this scripture recorded one thing.
当耶稣看见撒该的时候,
when Jesus saw him,
就召他下来,
he called him to come down.
很简单的一个描述,
it's a very simple description.
可是你要想想撒该的心是如何,
but you have to see this, this what his heart is like.
撒该是被人家拒绝的,
this tax collector, he's someone who's
特别是被自己民族拒绝的,
by others. He's rejected by his own people.
然后他又不能说什么,
but he couldn't say anything.
他自己长得又矮小,
he himself is very short.
他可能也很自卑,
perhaps he's also a
可是他要装的是有钱人的样子,
but he has to act as a rich person.
但是他又不敢跟人说,
but he did not dare to say.
所以他爬到树上去,
therefore he climbed up to.
所以我相信当耶稣看他的时候,
Therefore, I believe when Jesus saw him,
他一定里面有很多感动。
He was very moved inside.
这位耶稣竟然看着他，要他。
This Jesus who saw him wants him.
别人都看不起他。
Others look down upon him.
耶稣看着他。
But Jesus saw him.
一定充满了那个爱。
It must be filled with love.
圣灵一定在撒该身上动工。
The Holy Spirit must be working within Matthew.
他见到没有人爱我。
But he said, there's no one who
每个人都看不起我。
Everyone despised me.
他今天耶稣看见我了。
But today Jesus saw me.
他一定很感动。
He must have been very moved.
所以当耶稣说你下来吧。
When Jesus said, come down.
圣灵就描述一件事情。
The Holy Spirit described one
thing. 撒该就欢欢喜喜地下来接待耶稣到他的家里。
And Matthew was joyful when he received Jesus and welcomed him to his house.
当我在读这段故事的时候，
As I was reading the story,
我知道圣灵感动撒该。
I know that the Holy Spirit touched Matthew.
你不知道感动各位，你觉得人家看不起你的人。
And I don't know if it also touched those who are also
despised. 你觉得你什么都没有。
You feel that you have nothing.
或者你什么都有。
Or you have everything.
你总觉得人家看不起你。
But you feel others are despising
you. 你总觉得人家讨厌你。
But you feel others don't like you.
我要告诉你。
Let me tell you.
耶稣仍然爱你。
Lord Jesus still loves you.
耶稣仍然看着你。
Jesus still sees you.
赶快下来吧。
To come down quickly.
接待耶稣。
To receive Jesus.
就有极大的喜乐。
And then you will have great joy.
所以我们的心里头受感动。
So as our hearts are moved.
圣经的故事常常会感动你。
The script Bible stories would
often touch you. 我们要好好思想神的心意。
We have to think carefully about the will of God.
我相信神也会感动你们。
And I believe that God will also touch you.
那最后就是我们的自己的亲身经历。
And then lastly, it is our own experience.
圣灵常常在我们的当中。
Holy Spirit often among us.
借着我们的侍奉。
Through our services.
借着我们的生活。
Through our lives.
他要感动我们。
He wants to touch us.
那在我们的教会里头。
In our church.
我曾经说到我们有下午的时间接待二十几个小朋友。
We have time in the afternoon where we receive 20.
一开始的时候，这些小朋友都很调皮。
At beginning, these kids, these youth were
very playful. 有很多同工跟我一起带着他们做功课。
And then many coworkers and I would together help them to do their homework.
做完功课以后，我们就教他们下棋。
And then after they do homework, we teach them how to play chess, how to play cards, how to play some games.
可是他们都不按着我们的规矩。
But then they never follow our rules.
在我们的教会跑来跑去。
They would run around in our church.
拿着我们的祷告垫丢来丢去。祷告垫。
Oh, they would take these seating pads and throw them back and forth.
哇，他们玩得好高兴。
They're so joyful when they play.
可是我们的同工气得要命。
But us coworkers were so angry.
不知道怎么办。
We didn't know what to do.
那我就开始教他们唱诗歌。
And then I started to teach them to sing hymns.
我没想到我让他们听诗歌的时候。
I didn't imagine that as I was teaching them to sing the hymns.
同样一首诗歌，他们要听二十几遍。
The same hymn they want to hear.
他们就坐在前面，像你们一样。
And then they'll be sitting there just like you.
安安静静的听。
And they'll quietly listen.
听完了说再一遍。
And then after they hear, they will say one more time, one more time.
我就觉得很有效。
And then I thought it was very effective.
隔天我再让他们听。
And then the next day, I would
play for them. 他们仍然要继续听。
And then they still want to listen to them.
到了第三天，我就问他们。
And then the third day, I asked them.
听这首诗歌有什么好的
？What is good, so good about listening to this?
我听了很平安。
And then they said it brings
很喜乐。
It's joy.
很温暖。
It's very warm.
感觉到神爱他。
They can feel that God loves them.
也很感动。
And they were very touched.
其中有一个最皮的小朋友。
And then there's this one kid who was especially naughty.
我特别问他到底有什么感觉没有。
And then I asked him, "Do you truly feel anything?"
他想哭。
And he said, "I want to cry."
哎呀，我就知道圣灵在感动他。
And then I knew that the Holy Spirit.
当他讲这句话的时候
，When he said this,
我也被感动。
I was also touched.
我知道神在我们的侍奉当中。
I know God in our service.
有时候我们做得很辛苦。
Many times we work very hard.
可能我们的方法不对。
Perhaps our method was wrong.
可能我们的做法不好。
Perhaps the way we do it is not good.
可是总是有一件事情神会带领的。
But at the end, there's also one thing that God will guide.
所以我很高兴在侍奉当中遇见神。
Therefore, I'm very glad to meet God in my service.
同样在我的侍奉当中，我遇到一件事情。
And then also in my service, I encountered.
有一个妇人到我们教会来。
There is a woman who came to our church.
说她的先生过世了。
To say that her husband passed away.
希望帮她办一个追思礼拜。
And she wanted to have a memorial service.
那我就问她她先生的状况。
And then we asked her about her husband's condition.
她现在是个基督徒,
her husband is a Christian.
小时候已经受洗归入耶稣基督的名,
and when he was young, he was baptized to be under the name of Lord Jesus.
后来因为工作的关系也不来教会了。
And later, because of work, he stopped coming to church. And their house is right next door to us. And she herself has not believed in Jesus. Both of them were handicapped. And then after I heard, I agreed to them. But they had already decided that they were going to have the memorial service Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, we're very busy.
那我就问我同工的意见,
and then I asked for my co-workers.
他们也说好, 那就既然是弟兄, 信耶稣是一家人, 我就去服侍他们。
And they felt that as since he's already a Christian, then we're brothers and sisters and belongs to one family, we should serve him.
到那一天我到了会场以后,
and that day when I came to the sanctuary,
我看了那个相片,
I saw the picture.
啊, 我第一次看到这个弟兄。
It was the first time I saw this brother.
所以他们请我讲安慰的话,
and they asked me to speak words of comfort.
我不认识这个弟兄,
I don't know this brother.
我不知道怎么说,
I didn't know what to say.
我只能传福音,
I can only preach the gospel.
按着主的话说,
according to God's word.
信了耶稣,
if you believe in God,
灵魂在神的手上,
then your spirit is within the hands of God.
他们的身体都要变化,
everybody's bodies will change.
原来是残缺的,
before they were handicapped.
我告诉他们会变得荣耀的,
and then they will become glorious.
强壮的,
they will become strong.
在这个会场里面,
at this meeting place,
坐了70几个人,
there were 70 some people.
其中一半以上是残障的,
and then more than half of them were handicapped.
所以他们听到这美好的福音,
and then when they heard this wonderful gospel,
我讲的福音是让神的工作在他们的身上也能成就。
The gospel that I preached is that God's work can also be done on them. I hope that they can also receive this gospel.
到了第二天, 第三天,
and then the second and the third day,
这个妇人来, 再来找我,
and this woman came to find me.
她来感谢我,
again. She came to thank me.
她说, 当天有许多的朋友告诉她,
that day, many friends told her,
他们听了我的话以后,
after they heard my words,
头发发麻,
their hair was become their.
我不知道他为什么用这个名词,
I don't know why she described it like that.
后来我才知道是圣灵感动他们,
and then later I knew that it was the Holy Spirit.
每个人都觉得这么好,
everyone who heard said it's so good.
每个人觉得说, 哎呀, 到了天上, 身体会被改变,
everyone heard that as when you go to the heaven, your body will be changed.
他不知道怎么描述, 只好说头发发麻,
they don't know how to describe it. They can only say that their hairs were
touching. 我仍然感谢主,
I still thank the Lord.
因着这妇人的见证,
because of the testimony of this
woman,
我侍奉他们,
服侍他们,
I serve them.
那圣灵也感动在里面,
and then the touching of the Holy Spirit is also.
我们的心必须被感动,
our hearts must be touched.
神借着周遭的见证, 弟兄姐妹的见证,
God through the testimonies of
神的话语,
through the words of God,
还有你自己的侍奉的过程当中,
and then in the experience of your own service,
你看见圣灵一直在动工,
you see that the Holy Spirit continuously work, and then you will be moved.
接下来要说甘心乐意,
and then we have to talk about the free will.
当我们被感动了以后,
after we're moved,
我们听到神要带领以色列人,
we hear that God,
神要住在我们的当中,
God will live within us.
所以有一群人就甘心乐意的奉献,
and then there's a group of people who
什么叫甘心?
Offered free will.
什么叫甘心?
What does it mean to do it of free will?
甘心在中文上的翻译来说,
in Chinese, the translation,
是有点痛的,
it means that there's a bit of pain.
心要痛的,
your heart has to feel the pain.
原来不想做的,
you did not want to do this before.
现在不但痛,
now it's not only the pain.
现在要喜乐的去做,
but now you have to do it joyfully.
这叫甘心,
that means to do it with free will.
原来不想做的,
before you didn't want to do it.
或不能做的,
or you cannot do it.
现在要喜乐的去做,
now you have to joyfully do it.
这叫甘心,
and that is called to do it with free will.
所以这边讲到甘心乐意的奉献有没有?
And here it says that people were doing it on their own will.
可能有人教导你们要奉献十分之一, 对不对?
Perhaps some people teach you you should tithe, you should give one tenth.
一开始我们都不太愿意, 对不对?
At the beginning, we didn't all do it.
没有这个习惯嘛,
we don't have that habit.
特别钱赚的越多的人,
especially those who make a lot of
money, 十分之一要拿出来很难, 对不对?
It is difficult to take out one tenth.
这不容易,
it's not easy.
在圣经故事当中,
in the verses in the scripture,
也讲到一个财主跟一个寡妇,
It talks about a rich man and a widow.
财主 按着他所奉献的奉献出去了。
And the rich man gave according to what he was supposed to
give. 寡妇只奉献两个小钱。
And then the widow only gave 2 pennies.
耶稣说这个寡妇奉献的他喜悦。
But Jesus said that this widow was joyfully giving.
因为她奉献她一生所有的。
Because she gave her livelihood.
我在想这个寡妇到底难不难过。
I was thinking, did the widow feel bad?
我想她可能会很难过。
I think perhaps she would feel bad.
因为把一生所有的都丢进去了。
Because she gave up all she had.
但是她一定很喜乐。
But she also was very joyful.
所以耶稣喜悦她。
Therefore, Jesus was pleased with her.
再来，我要讲一个见证。
And then I want to give a testimony.
我记得我在这边当这边一起查经的时候。
I remember when I was doing Bible study.
我信主大概八个月以后。
About 8 months after I accepted the Lord.
查经班有个规定。
The Bible study group has.
一年要换一次主席。
That once a year they have to change the chairman.
所以我来了八个月以后，他们就说：“哎，志泰，你可以当主席了。”
And then after 8 months after I've been here, they said you.
我当时是在学校做研究，做一些电脑的研究。
At that time, I was doing some computer research in school.
我有拿奖学金。
I was I had a scholarship.
我的教授特别在第一年过了以后。
My professor, especially after 1 year,
警告我。
Cautioned me.
不要再玩了。
Or warned me to say.
因为他知道我常常跟查经班的人在一起玩。
Because he knew that I would often go out and play.
他希望我好好的研究。
From the Bible study group, he
wants
me to really spend time doing the research and really spend time studying.
所以我也决定好好读书。
So then I also decided that I'm going to study hard.
我记得罗丽妍那时候找我。
I remember that that time Kevin Lo was looking for me, and he wanted me to be the president.
我说考虑考虑吧。
And then I said, let me think about it.
他说不要考虑。
And he said, don't think about it.
要去祷告。
You have to go pray.
我说好吧。
And then I said, okay.
在隔几天的晚上。
And then a few days later at night,
我正准备要看书的时候,
just as I was about prepared to start reading,
在我桌上有一本杂志,
on my table there was a magazine,
就写着全然奉献,
it says to offer yourself wholly.
我看着那本书,
as I was looking at that book,
我知道神要说话,
I know that God wanted to speak.
我就看着那本大概看五分钟,
and then I looked at that book for about 5 minutes,
不敢去碰它,
I did not dare to touch it,
因为神要说话。
Because God wants to speak.
神也让我心里头出现了两条路。
And in my heart, God also showed me 2 paths.
读书研究得到学位的路。
One is to study and to do research and to
把所有的功课都做好。
To do all my homework.
把所有的研究都做得好好的。
And to do all the research as well.
另外一条路。
On the other path.
神的果子。
It is the fruit of God.
神果子是什么？我不知道。
Well, I don't know what is the fruit of God.
但是神要给你。
But God wants to give it to you.
当时我已经决定我要好好读书了。
At that time, I had already decided that I'm going to study hard.
可是神的感动要我走另外一条路。
But the God moved me to take the other path.
神要我选择。
God wants me to choose.
我知道神的路是美好的。
I know that the way of God is good.
虽然是我不愿意的。
Even though it is a way that I am unwilling.
虽然我已经决定不要走神的路了。
Even though I'd already decided I don't want to walk on the way of God.
是因为神的感动。
But because of the touching of God.
我就喜乐地去走这条路。
I joyfully walked on the other path.
那是我第一次甘心乐意地走这条路。
And that is the first time I walked.
有点心痛。
That way in using my free will, there's a bit of pain.
但是很喜乐。
But it was very joyful.
求主帮助我们做神的事工。
We pray that God will help us to do His ministry.
我知道很多人会为难。
I know that many people will have difficulty.
我知道很多人会觉得很紧。
I know many people will feel it's very tight.
但是当你侍奉的时候。
But when you serve.
你会很喜乐的。
You will be very joyful.
因为这是甘心乐意的。
Because you're doing it through.
所以我讲到心里头有智慧。
And then lastly, I want to talk about in their hearts with wisdom.
智慧是什么？
What is wisdom?
其实在圣经当中说，敬畏神是智慧的开端。
In the scripture, it says that fear God, the fearing of God is the beginning of wisdom.
要得着从神来的智慧。
To be able to receive the wisdom from God.
你必须敬畏神。
You have to firstly be fearful of God.
你必须知道神。
First, you must know God.
知道神了以后。
After you know God,
神会给你很多智慧,
God will give you many wisdom.
我特别记得我来到NGIT查经班,
I remember that when I came to NGIT,
那礼拜天我们到外靠聚会,
on Sunday we went to Wyckoff to worship.
他们那时候聚会之前有成人主日学,
and at that time, before the worship, before the Sunday sermon, there was the Sunday school.
好像是9点钟开始,
it started at 9.
所以我不得不早上, 礼拜天早上早早起床,
so I had to wake up early on Sunday morning.
带着一群弟兄姐妹,
and then bring a group of brothers.
我们去参加成人主日学,
we go there for the adult Sunday school.
因为我很渴慕神的话,
because I very much desire the word of God.
我知道这个神有很多事情要让我知道,
I know that this God has many things he wants me to know.
所以我都早早起来,
therefore I wake up early.
在这段时间,
and then through this time,
我特别想到一件事情,
I especially remembered one thing.
我来到美国读书,
I came to America to study.
我要开始读英文的书, 对不对?
I have to start to read.
我就回想我在大学时代,
I remembered when I was in college.
我也读一些原文书,
and I also read some books.
我英文不太好,
my English is not very good.
所以我记得非常清楚,
so I remember very clearly.
我一个小时,
every hour,
大概读2个page到3个page.
I would be able to read 2 to 3 pages.
我很痛苦,
I was very much surprised.
因为英文再怎么看,
because English, no matter how you
read
it, every word you know, but you don't know what it's saying. But after I came to the U.S.,
我信了耶稣,
after I believed in Jesus,
我知道我在神面前寻求神,
I know that I was seeking before God.
很奇妙的一件事情发生了,
amazing.
我同样在读英文书,
the same way I would read an English book.
我一个小时可以读到20-30页,
every hour I can read 20 to 30 pages.
当我开始这样读的时候,
when I started to read like
that, 我知道神给我智慧了,
I knew that God has given me wisdom. I was very joyful.
所以我拼命读书,
so then I would study very hard.
所以我在NJIT查经班,
so I was at the NJIT Bible study.
不但拼命玩,
not only did I play hard,
拼命读书,
I studied hard as well.
所以不要认为玩疯了,
so don't think that I only played.
所以我感谢主给我恩典,
so I thank the Lord that he's given me grace.
因着敬畏上帝的心,
because of a godly heart,
神会给我们智慧,
God will give us wisdom.
神也给以色列人智慧,
and God has also given wisdom to the Israelites.
我相信我们每一个人都要敬畏上帝,
I believe that every single one of us,
如果你要得到智慧,
if you want to receive wisdom,
先求神改变我们的心,
first you have to ask God to change our hearts,
敬畏他,
to fear him.
最后我们来读出埃及记40章,
let us lastly read Exodus 40.
我们要结束今天的讲道了,
we have to end today's sermon.
出埃及记40章, 我们来读34到最后一节,
let us read verse 34 to the end.
这里讲到会幕已经建成了,
here it talks about the tent of meeting has already been built.
所以40章34节, 我们一起来读,
let us read it together.
请当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕，摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩遮盖其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。每逢云彩从帐幕收上去，以色列人就启程前往。云彩若不收上去，他们就不启程，只等到云彩收上去,
日间耶和华的云彩是在帐幕以上，夜间云中有火，在以色列全家的眼前，在他们所行的路上都是这样。圣殿已经在我们的里面了。神可以跟我们说话, God can speak to us,
我们也可以跟他说话,
and we can also speak to him.
在这里我强调一点,
here I want to emphasize,
在他们所行的路上都是这样,
it was this way all through their journey.
今天我们信了主,
today we believed in God,
我们每一天所行的,
every day our journey,
神都要告诉我们,
God will tell us,
神要带领我们,
God will guide us.
这是一个我们要学习得着的一件事情,
and that is something we must learn to receive.
所以我们借着聚会,
therefore through gathering,
我们借着查经,
through Bible studies,
我们借着一起祷告,
through prayers together,
知道神要带领我们,
we know that God wants to guide us.
1月18号有受浸, 对不对?
January 18th, there's a baptism.
1月28,
January 28th, there's baptism.
这是一个美好的聚会,
and that is a beautiful meeting.
我发现同工们都为这个聚会祷告,
I find that the co-workers are all praying for this.
已经决定要这个受浸的聚会了,
we have already decided that we're going to have this baptism.
但我们仍然寻求神的旨意,
But we continue to seek the will of God.
让更多的人能够来受浸。
So that more people can come and be
baptized. 所以你现在还可以考虑的。
Therefore, if you're still thinking about it,
你也要好好祷告。
You should also pray.
因为神会给你话语。
Because God will give you words.
这是我们所经历的。
That is what we experienced.
求主帮助这个教会。
May our God help this church.
我们的每一个聚会。
That every one of our meetings,
每一次的聚集,
that every time we gather together,
不管是读经祷告,
whether it is to study the Bible,
或者是聚餐, 或者是玩乐,
or it is to eat together, or it is to play together,
我们都知道神要带领我们,
we all know that God wants to guide us.
可能你会碰到很多难处,
perhaps you will encounter many difficulties,
神仍然带领,
but God continued to guide.
我讲最后一个见证好了,
let me tell you one last testimony.
我从美国回到台湾以后,
after I returned to Taiwan,
我在电脑公司做了七年,
I was working at a computer company.
后来我蒙召1997年读神学院,
and then I was called in 1997. I went to a seminary school.
2000年毕业开始在教会侍奉,
and I graduated the year 2000 to serve in church.
2002年我有一件事情发生在我身上,
and 2002 something happened to me.
原来我所工作的电脑公司,
The computer company where I was working,
我还有个名称是在这电脑公司的董事。
I still had a title, which is I was on the board of that.
其实我在侍奉当中，我仍然是一个监察董事。
So even though I was servicing, I was still one of the governance.
我忘记把它辞掉了。
I forgot to quit that title.
结果在2002年的时候，公司出了事。
And then in 2002, something happened to the company.
董事长向地下钱庄借钱。
The chairman of the board borrowed money from the loan sharkers.
所以公司的资产发生财务状况。
Therefore, the assets in the company, there was a financial crisis.
我不得不回去处理。
I had to go back to take care of it.
大概有七亿台币这么多。七亿。
So there were about 700 million Taiwanese dollars.
对我来说是一个压力。
For me, it was a great pressure.
我问过很多律师。
I asked many lawyers.
律师都告诉我一件事情。
The lawyers all told me one thing.
赶快逃。
Just run away.
财产赶快转让。
To transfer all of your assets.
否则会死得不明不白。
Otherwise, you will die and not even know how you died.
就是什么都没有，被关起来了。
And that means that everything will be taken away from you and you'll be jailed.
我在神面前开始祷告。
So I started to pray before the Lord.
大概祷告了几天以后。
And after a few days of praying,
我知道我是神的人。
I knew that I belong to God.
就像耶和华宣告说，以色列人啊，你是我的子民。
Just like when God proclaimed that Israelites is a people that belong to Him.
同样我知道我是属乎耶稣基督的。
I also knew, just the same way, I knew that I belong to Jesus Christ.
第二件事情很重要。
And the second thing is very
important. 我知道神与我同在。
I knew that God was with me.
神与我同行。
God will walk with me.
我要去做我现在要去面对的事情。
Whatever I am about to face,
神会与我同在。
God will be with me.
所以我就去面对了。
And therefore I went to face it.
碰到地下钱庄的人。
I met with those people who were the loan sharkers.
他们就是黑社会的了。
They're like gang members.
他们看到我来。
They saw me coming.
知道我是牧师。
They knew that I was a pastor.
就说是牧师啊，牧师你不要管你没事，我要找的是董事长。
And then they said, since you're a pastor, it's none of your business. I just want to.
所以董事长常常拉着我去见那些地下钱庄。
I just want the board of the chairman of the board, and then the chairman of the board would always drag me, because with me in the middle.
所以他们就没有打我们的董事长。
Therefore, they didn't hit the chairman of our board.
同样的，我碰到很多警察局的人。
And the same way, I encounter many police officers.
他们也告诉我的电话都被监听了。
And then they tell me that my telephone lines were tapped into.
他们也知道我是牧师。
And they all knew that I was a pastor too.
也告诉我一件事情。
And they also told me.
还好你是牧师。
Thankfully, you're a pastor.
你没有事情的。
So you're okay.
所以我在那边处理。我在公司处理了三个月。
Therefore, I went back to the company to handle this for 3 months.
最后把董事的职分辞掉了。
And then at the end, I quit my position as the board.
我就离开了。
I left.
在这几年当中。
Over the past few years.
很多股东告我。
Many board members sued me.
因为没有好好的监察。
Because I did not govern the company properly.
在那段时间。
Through that time.
到去年的时候。
Until last year,
我收到地检署的起诉书。
I received a letter.
然后这上面就提的我不被起诉了。
I received a letter that said I will not be prosecuted.
表示这件事情就这样过了。
To show that this thing has just passed.
从2002到2006。
From 2002 to 2006.
我心里很清楚的一件事情。
In my heart, I clearly knew one thing.
我属耶稣的。
I belong to Jesus.
耶稣必与我同在。
And Jesus will be with me.
在我所行的路上。
Along the path, along the way.
神都要跟我讲话。
God will talk to me.
在你们所行的路上。
On the ways that you walk.
神要跟你们讲话。
God will also talk to you.
相信吗？
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Amen.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
帮助我们明白你的真理。
To help us to know your truth.
知道你的心意。
To know your heart.
是的，主啊，我们是败坏的。
Lord, we know that we are corrupt.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
但你仍然爱我们。
But you continue to love us.
你仍然愿意接待我们。
And you continue to are willing to receive us.
借着教会。
Through the church.
我们彼此相爱。
We love each other.
借着教会。
Through the church.
我们彼此坚固。
We care for each other.
求圣灵继续带领我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to
带领我们这群蒙恩的罪人。
To guide us, this group of sinners who receive
在我们所行的路上。
So that on the way, on the path that we walk.
你要与我们同在。
You will be with us.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们祷告。
To listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.